step aside and follow the hollow.
That was quick. That was, of course, the band Soilwork, a song called Follow the Hollow. It's the first track off the album National Born Chaos. Oh, let me put you up there.
Okay.
And, playing that because that show was just announced. You have a show coming up at Masquerade on the 23rd of October. Let me pull it up here and make sure it's right. Yeah, recently announced. It's going to be, is that right? Make sure I got it right. Friday the 23rd, which, of course, is bad news for me because it's a Friday. And guess where I got to be? Probably right here. But yeah. It's Soulfly headlining Soilwork, Decapitated, and Shattered Sun. And I like what I've heard from Shattered Sun, actually. So that's be a pretty good bill. But that's the Masquerade on the 23rd. I need to add that to our contest list.
Yes.
The concert booklet, because I haven't done it yet. But I will add that shortly. But so that's why I was playing Soilwork. Me, personally, I'm kind of hoping they play older material.
Mm-hmm. Like, I am too.
Like almost all older material. And I'm told that right the most recent shows they've been playing like one song off the new album, but all the rest is like from their career. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it's mostly from their older career.
It would be nice to hear
Chain
some
Heart
classic.
Machine.
Oh yes. Oh, are you kidding me?
Steel Bath Suicide.
Chain yeah. Heart still a that's
yes,
a, that's
it really is a great album.
Yeah. It is.
But hopefully they'll be playing older material. But it should be a good bill. Soulfly, Soil Work, Decapitated, and Shattered Sun.
Decapitated would be fun to see.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah. So yeah, it was just announced recently, and yeah. I hadn't had a chance to put it in the concert listings.
Are you going to Baltimore in May, or are you gonna you stuck
am
here?
I going?
Oh, Maryland Death Fest.
I was going to say Baltimore in May. It is May.
Well, okay, at the end.
Yeah,
of
no,
May.
I'm not going to. I'm not going to MDF. I can't really.
I wish you could. Man.
Yeah, are you kidding? I'd love to.
Yeah,
someday I want to get there.
Yes, but, definitely. Well, we'll probably go next year too. So
it's one of those things. I'd like. Well, someday I'd like to get the Wacken open air.
I would too.
In Germany and
Inferno. That'd be a good one.
Yep. What's the other one? Metal Days, Hellfest.
Hellfest
is actually getting a better reputation lately than Wacken is actually.
Oh wow!
For fans like us, like into like the more heavier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, there's quite a few things, and of course the 70,000 Tons of Metal cruise, which I'm planning on going on next year if they ever announce any details.
Yes.
Yes. We're still waiting.
My girlfriend's gone on that twice, and
really,
she's spoken very highly of it.
Yeah. It's once it falls together. It's pretty amazing. It's an awesome time, but we're still waiting for any announcement now. All we know is it's departing the 4th of February of next year from Fort Lauderdale, but no other details have been announced. Now, those of us who know, we know what ship it's going to be, but it hasn't been officially announced yet, but we don't know where we're going, and we don't know who's coming along as far as bands go, so... Let's see. I don't expect to be disappointed, but
I hear it's a great time.
No, it's an awesome. It really is an awesome time. I mean, it was about as much fun as Prog Power was, but mm-hmm. at least you get to go to a cool port.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's something interesting, by the way. There was a thing called Prog Nation at Sea, which Mike Portnoy did from Dream Theater, and it was a cruise. You know, it was a bunch of progressive metal
sure.
bands, and it was a pretty cool thing, awesome idea, and it failed. They didn't get enough people. They sailed it. You know, it sailed, and they had a great time, but there weren't enough people on it, so they didn't pick it up again. The company that does those is called Sixth Man. And they didn't. They do all kinds of music cruises, and they
sure.
said, "Well, I'm sorry, but we can't do it again because it didn't get enough people on it."
Right.
But then they contacted a certain person in Atlanta, kind of curious to know if he might want to take his festival, namely Prog Power USA, on the open waves.
Sure.
And Glenn, who does Prog Power, had to decline.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He had just, didn't have the capital for it. Plus, I'm not sure it would have done any better than Prog Nation to see. But it was actually kind of cool that they gave one the chance to basically give him the chance to say no, which is really cool.
Well,
I mean, they contacted him and said, hey, because he knows what he's doing. Glenn's pretty good at that.
You know, it's too bad that a lot of the better festivals.
True story.
Yeah. Well, it's too bad that stuff like even Milwaukee Metal Fest was a good one. It's disappeared.
Yep.
There was the one up in Minneapolis, the Heathen Crusade, which was a good one.
Yeah. Is that officially dead now?
I don't know if it is or not. I haven't heard
Lately. Yeah.
So went up there with Steve Cannon, actually. So good old Vibrations of Doom.
I was going to say,
he went to that with me.
I haven't seen Steve in a while. Actually.
Oh yeah, you should get him down here one of these days.
The offer is open. He's welcome to come down. He has transportation issues.
I will convey it to him for sure.
Yeah, no, he knows. I talked to him.
Cool.
We speak.
Excellent.
But all right, I'm going to play something right now, and we're going to play. I think we may be playing something that Sean brought with him from Death Stars, who are also in the same bill coming up with Moonspell and Septic Flesh.
Great,
should
band.
Be an awesome show. And I'll play some Death Stars after I get a chance to get it from
of
him
course.
And work it out. But
of course.
Yeah, we'll have to do it. But I'm going to play something right now from the new Enslaved, which also meets with Sean's approval. And it's going to be from the album's called In Times, and the song is called Building with Fire. So here is Enslaved. Me, love this band a long time, and they were been around a long time. Matter of fact, Immortal or Emperor? I think it was Immortal played their first ever show on a bill with Enslaved. So these guys have been around a long time,
sure.
too.
Oh, yeah.
sure. So, all right, here is Enslaved. They are from Norway.
Norway.
Here's Enslaved. This is Wreckage, and this is WRAK.
Atlanta.
controls the air is cold, the memories of time and space unknown. Sleeping tight in rising flames, the mind evolves, the self returns unheard. Seeing light through the clouds, abandoning the room, the seat untouched. Every force is so old. My imagery is fueled by a building with fire. Like a fear with endless harvest, first breath we take. So weeks reaching higher, building with fire. Sorry.
Oh, that was Enslaved, a song called Building with Fire. That is actually from the new album called In Times, the band Enslaved, old school Norwegian black metal. A bit more progressive nowadays, a bit more.
I
would say interesting. Well, really,
a lot of old black metal artists are getting that way.
Oh, yeah, sure. We're just talking about Ishan from Emperor as well. Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to play something right now, actually, courtesy of Sean Morrissey in the studio here. We're going to play something from the band Death Stars, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Boy, and what a scary thought.
I know.
Death Stars, plural. I mean, one of them was bad enough.
I know.
How will the Rebel Alliance stand against multiple Death Stars?
They're going to have to really double. They're going to have to double their efforts.
Really?
I hope so, for your sake, Commander.
I hope so for your sake. Really?
So, yes, Death Stars is going to be one of the support acts for the Septic Flesh and Moonspell show.
Yes.
On Tuesday, the 19th of May.
Yay.
Come check them out, man.
Can't wait.
Awesome band.
Should be an awesome show. And one of the few shows I can actually make is on a Tuesday. Hooray.
Yes, indeed.
So, anyway, I'm going to try to play this now, and this is going to be, once again...
All the Devil's Toys.
All the Devil's Toys from Death Stars, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Here is Death Stars, and this is Wreckage. This is WRIK Atlanta. I'm not sure what's happening. Come over here to administer your machinery here, Mr. Morrissey. It's not that Morrissey, it's the other Morrissey.
Ready?
Okay, 1 second. Ready to go? Here we go. Yeah, here we go. It's Death Stars. right, those band Death Stars, they are from Sweden. And they're opening for Moonspell and Septic Flesh coming up real soon, like two Tuesdays from now. Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Two Tuesdays, yes, at the Masquerade. Yes. Should be an awesome show. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I don't got too many shows because I have to work till 11 o'clock at night. So me seeing a show is kind of a rarity, but that's one show I'm going to try to make.
Oh, yeah.
Two upcoming shows I'll be at because they're both on Tuesdays. That one and Rush. I'll be at both shows.
Okay.
Yeah,
deal.
So.
What is Rush? I didn't even know they were.
It's also in May, but it's – or is it May? Wait. It's later. It's in the future. Yeah, Verizon Wireless Amphitheater.
Okay.
Yep, 40th anniversary tour. So you know, and you know, it's like, yeah, hey, listen, I love metal, but I also love old music too. That's also good, you know. It's like I kind of follow talent is what I do or try to.
That's
anyway.
That's how I am.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so cool. That was Death Stars. Will be here opening for Moonspell and Septic Flesh, both awesome bands. And we had a request from Morbid Angel. Sorry, it took a while to get to it, but I've been distracted here by Mr. Connery in the studio here. Wait, let me put you up there. There we go.
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Connery in the studio. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Mr. Freeman in the studio. Yes.
I got to think of a line to say. I've said it before, but I have to admit, the first time I saw Andy Dufresne, I didn't think much of him. It looked like a stiff breeze would blow him over. But in 1949, when Andy Dufresne first came to Shawshank Prison, he asked me if I could smuggle Rita Hayworth in. I said, no problem.
Awesome.
Why do they call you Red? Maybe it's because I'm Irish.
Oh, dear.
I could also do my Stephen Hawking. We must discuss the possibility of all the theories of cosmology.
That's actually quite good.
Thank you.
And I should point out also that Sean is a fully qualified EMT, right?
Yes.
Or is it EMT? What's the official title?
Advanced EMT.
Advanced EMT?
That's correct. So that's one step below paramedic.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, yes. I wasn't sure how that worked. Okay, cool.
Yes. Three levels. Three levels. I'm the middle one.
Yep.
So.
Oh, the middle one.
The middle one.
He's the sandwich.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so he's a...